CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump heads to Central Texas tomorrow to get a firsthand look at the flood zone where at least 121 people have died. The search for more than 170 people still missing is set to stretch into an eighth day. CBS's Karen Waugh on how some people are trying to help those who've lost belongings to the raging Guadalupe River.
Dondi Persine is organizing volunteers to gather personal items found along the river to preserve these battered treasures.
As we get items, we take them, we wash them, we collect them, we document them, preserve them, and then get pictures and make sure that do our best to reunite. This could be their last thing that they have.
The boy in this photo did survive. Persine is returning the picture to his family tomorrow.
Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix today set a daily record hitting 118 degrees. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on how airport workers are coping.
Southwest Airlines, one of the largest carriers here in Phoenix, operates 200 daily flights during the summer. The crews that load the bags, provision the airplane with snacks and drinks, refuel it, all are rotated in and out. They'll work a flight that's about an hour out in the heat. They'll get a break.
Weeks after the Supreme Court limited the ability of judges to issue nationwide injunctions, a federal judge in New Hampshire has temporarily blocked President Trump's birthright citizenship order. He has certified a class action lawsuit that includes all children who will be affected by the order. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Essentially, you want a group with a common set of facts, common allegations, where it makes sense for the case to go forward, not piecemeal individual by individual, but as a whole.
An Israeli strike kills people in central Gaza who were waiting for aid at a clinic run by U.S. charity Project Hope. This is Israel and Hamas are negotiating a possible ceasefire agreement. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military said it was striking a Hamas terrorist who had participated in the October 7th massacre, and it regretted any harm to what it called uninvolved individuals. But Project Hope said it was a blatant violation of international humanitarian law.
In Los Angeles, 31 construction workers are safe after a portion of the sanitation tunnel they were in partially collapsed last night. They were 400 feet underground and some 5 miles inside that tunnel when they became trapped, as heard on Broadcastify.com.
Inside the tunnel, communications are cut off. Do we have any additional information?
No word on what caused that partial collapse. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROLL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Tesla schedules an annual shareholders meeting for November 6th, one day after the EV company came under pressure from major shareholders to do so. A Birkin handbag fetches a record price at an auction in Paris.
Not just any Birkin bag, though those are desirable enough, made for select customers by the French fashion house Hermès. This was the Birkin bag, the original made for the late actor and celebrity Jane Birkin. Sold by a private collector, the gavel went down at 7 million euros. Commission and fees brought the final price to $10 million. The buyer, Sotheby's, will only say it was a private collector in Japan. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A new book of Beatles-era photographs by George Harrison will be released in fall 2026. It will feature over 250 images, many unpublished, and taken between 1963 and 1969. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Between now and Saturday, concerns with heavy rainfall with showers and storms in our forecast. We'll see that in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and upper 60s, a light southeast breeze. Showers and storms Friday, and highs reaching the mid 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Love. Just don't let a good thing die. Well, honey, you know I'll never lie to you.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not afraid to News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Thank you. on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars sky for you and I.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and explode into space.
I like smoke and lightning,
heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind.
I thought love
get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah,
I'm a believer.
My baby
passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Yeah. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Protesters fought with immigration agents in the Southern California city of Camarillo as the agents arrested people at a cannabis farm. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict is on the scene.
People rushed to the scene looking for friends, family, relatives, strangers, just trying to make sure that everyone is okay. And so I did happen to talk to one woman. She has four family members who work there at that particular facility. And she had heard that her brother had been taken into custody and that she hadn't heard yet from her aunt. She said her brother was undocumented. Her sister did have proper documentation, so she was hoping she was also not gathered up.
With the tens of billions of dollars directed to ICE in the recently passed spending bill, the agency is now among the highest budgeted federal agencies. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez reports on just what the agency plans to spend all that money on.
It is getting, through this law, $45 billion just to bolster and expand its already sprawling detention system to hold individuals awaiting deportation. That money could allow the agency to detain more than 100,000 detainees at any given time. And just to put it in perspective, ICE right now is holding about 58,000 detainees, so the money would almost double the detention capacity.
Treacherous conditions, dangerous terrain, even rattlesnakes are slowing the process of finding the more than 170 people still missing in the deadly Texas floods. The story from KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox.
We're talking about debris piles 20, 30 feet high.
That's Fredericksburg, Texas Fire Marshal Reagan.